Waffle Stomping, episode.
Man, it's been a really hurt fucking couple of weeks for porn stars, eh? Motherfucking porn stars, like, fucking dying like they're fucking going out of style. I don't know, it started to make me really, like, think about porn stars. The female porn stars, not the fucking males. But, like, what the fuck is happening? Why are they all dying? So I start looking into it. Start to fucking really plug in the stuff and whatnot. And I look from, like, the stats. I Googled it. It was, like, porn stars that have died. And it was just, like, from 2016 to 2020 fucking four. There's been a shit ton of them. They're, like, an irregular amount of them. It's like, literally, like, 34 porn stars have fucking died in various ways. So I started thinking. I was like, I'm going to fucking look up how they died. And it's like, I wonder, like, if it's all suicide. Because, like, let's face it. If, like, you're just taking dick all day long, there's something wrong upstairs with you. Like, there's something. Like, you're not a fucking porn star and a normal fucking person. And I don't give a fuck how anybody says that. Like, you're not a normal person if you go on camera and get fucked. Like, I refuse to handle that, right? So I started looking into it. It was like, it's like the last fucking, like, 3 years. It's like, three porn stars have died of cancer. I'm like, fuck, horrible. 12 porn stars have died of overdoses. I'm like, yeah, I'd be on drugs too if I was taking a dick all fucking day long. Like, three fucking porn stars have died of suicide. And that was, like, in the last fucking 2 or 3 years. I was like, fuck, like, yeah, like, that's gonna fucking get to you. That's gonna fucking get to you. So, like, I started looking up as, like, the last one that fucking died. Her name was Cagney Carter. Such a profound name. Cagney Carter. And she fucking killed herself by she blew her fucking brains out with a shotgun. Yeah. Put a shotgun to her chin, fucking pulled it, blew her fucking brains out. It was the last load she took on the chin. Badooch. Ha ha. Anyways, enough of that. But then there was, like, another one that died of an overdose. And then there was another one that died of an overdose just in the past, like, year. I was like, fuck, it's a fucking hurt year for the fucking porn stars. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna honor their memory. Like, I'm gonna go back, I'm gonna look at all their past work, and I'm gonna see how they were at their job. I looked at the Cagney Carter fucking broad, and I just, like, I saw it, and I was like, I watched, like, four or five of her porns, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8, I don't know. And I was like, I don't believe her. And this is why, like, I cannot watch porn that people have been paid to do. Because, like, none of them are good actors. I don't even believe the dudes or the fucking chicks. I don't believe anyone is having a good time in that with, like, 10 dudes around you filming and all that other shit. I don't believe it. I just feel like it's just, like, it's just not a good job. And then it's like, I watched all this shit, and it was just like, I watched this Cagney Carter stuff and all her stuff. I was like, you know what? If I got fucked like that, I would blow my fucking brains out too. I would put a shotgun in my mouth like Kurt Cobain too and fucking drop the trigger. I'm just joking. It's fucking horrible. I shouldn't say this shit, because, like, if I keep saying this shit, I'm going to get karma, and then my daughter is going to grow up and be a fucking porn star. And then I'm going to have to live through the porn star shit and be like, this is what I get. This is what I get for making fun of that fucking porn star that blew her goddamn brains out with a fucking shotgun. Fuck. Either way, it's still sad, though. It is really fucking sad. And what can you do? Drugs, all that shit, it just all plays into it. So fuck it. Like, may they rest in peace. And hopefully their assholes and their vaginas will get a little break. Just a wee bit of a break in death. Oh, fuck. I was like, I saw this shit, and I was like, okay, it can't get any more fucked up than that. Like, there's, you know, and then I'm going through the old fucking news fucking feed on the Facebook, and it was like, Mississippi woman, sick and tired of, like, the internet shitting on her for having sex with her golden retriever. I'm like, wait, what? And I, like, read the article, It's like this woman in Mississippi was fucking her golden retriever and then putting it on Instagram. And obviously all these people complained about it because it's bestiality porn, and that's fucking illegal. And a little side tip, which blew my fucking mind. In Canada, bestiality porn is not illegal to have. So if I go out there and I just find all these videos and I put it on my computer of like chicks and dudes fucking animals, it's not illegal. But if you manufacture bestiality porn, if I film myself fucking a dog, then that's illegal. Like, what the fuck? Like, maybe you should just make it illegal that no one can possess it, and then people would be scared to fucking go looking for it. Like child pornography. Like, can you imagine that? It's like, oh man, I can't fuck a 10-year-old, but I can definitely find it on the dark web and I can possess the fuck. Like, no, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, if you ever did that, you're going to jail for a fucking long time. Like, what the fuck? It's like, I don't fucking get it. But now she's all this chick from Mississippi. Her name is Denise Frazier. Fucking Google it. It is insane. Like, I went so deep down the rabbit hole, I found her Facebook and I found her Instagram. And she's literally like posting like GoFundMe. Like the GoFundMe, like, oh, like my child has cancer and we need fucking money to go to the hospital. Da da da. Like the GoFundMe bullshit. She's doing it to get her dog back. I was like, okay, like there's no way anybody would like support that and like put money into being like, let's get this fucking girl some legal help so she can get that dog back that she was raping. She was literally looking to raise $60,000 and she has like $15,000 right now. Like, how the fuck are people like literally sending money to this girl so she can get her dog back so she can fuck it? Or get multiple dogs from a shelter and then fuck them. It just literally makes no fucking sense to me at all. I was like, this world is fucking falling apart. It's fucking falling apart. I there's no other way of like looking at it. It's like, how are you upset of the hate you're getting for fucking an animal? It just really blew my mind. I kept scrolling. It's like, Michigan woman stabs eyes out with butter knives because she was high on meth for 2 days. I was like, what the fuck? There is no story to it. Literally, a girl fucking went on a meth bender for 2 days, got so fucked up that she got butter knives and gouged her eyes out because she thought that her eyes were like the devil. And she woke up after being fucking messed up for so long, like a week after they put her in like a medically induced coma, and she has no eyes. And she didn't remember doing it. You're like, can you imagine that? Like, man, like, you want to do some meth? Like, I've never done meth before. Dude, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. And then you just wake up in the fucking hospital and you can't see anything. And there's like people talking, you're like, you gouged your fucking eyes out. Yeah, you did meth and you gouged your eyes out. Like, holy fuck. I'm going to hold on to that story. And if, like, my kid ever asked me, like, Dad, what's meth? I'll be like, I'll just pull up this fucking story. Like, this is what happens. Like, this is what happens, for fuck's sakes. God damn it. This week has just been like, it's just like been so, with all these fuck stories, it's actually kind of like hilarious that people can like live this way. It's just like, you live a life a certain way. It's like, eventually, like, you're going to go down the shit hill. Like, you climb up the shit hill, you're going to go down the shit hill. But like, I needed something. I don't know. I needed something to like brighten up my day. I was like, I needed something. And it's like, probably like a week ago, I started getting a phone call and it was from like this old woman. And she, I think, clearly there's something going on with her. Like, she has, like, dementia or old age or whatever. But she would call me up and she'd be like, I'd pick up, like, hello. She's like, hello? Is Joan there? No, like, you have the wrong number. And, like, this woman called me so much. I was like, hey, I felt bad. Like, my mom's old as shit. I was like, ah, fuck it. You know what? So she called me back, like, the 10th time. I was like, ma'am? I was like, this is Ryan. Like, you're calling the wrong number again. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry, Ryan. I'm like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it at all. So all of a sudden, like, the number kind of like went away for a while. It's like a week after that. It's like fucking this week. Yeah, getting this phone call from a different number. I was like, oh fuck, like it's probably like telemarketers or some shit, whatever. And it's like, oh, then all of a sudden the one day I pick it up and I was ready to fucking just snap on somebody. Like, quick, call my fucking phone. Like, pick it up. I'm like, hello? And I just hear breathing. Like the creepiest breathing. Like, like, hello? Hello. Like nothing. I'm like, fuck, is that, that's not the old woman's number. Like, what the fuck? I'm like, oh, fuck it. Like Wednesday comes, same shit. It's like fucking 2 days after, like another freaky fucking phone call. Like the cold breath of death calling me. I'm like, okay, fuck this. I'm calling this shit back. So I call the fucking number back. And like this woman picks up. She's like, hello, it's Green Ridge Retirement Home. How can I help you? I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, yeah, like, listen, like, you got somebody calling my phone, and it may be this old woman, but I don't know her name, but she kept trying to call me, and she was trying to find, like, somebody else, but I just didn't do anything about it. Can you figure that out so she stops calling me? And the woman's just like, oh, yeah, I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah, we put a phone in her room because she was calling her friend, but, like, we listened to her calling, and it was just going to, like, a dead number. I was like, yeah, I know she's calling me now. And it's freaking me the fuck out because she's just breathing. And it sounds like death calling me. And she's just like, okay, like, you know what we'll do? We'll unplug the phone. And if she wants to pick the phone up and dial, it's not going to go anywhere. I was like, so you're going to treat her like a child, eh? You're just going to, like, pretend that she's calling somebody in this hope that she's so fucking crazy that she realizes that the phone doesn't fucking work? Like, that's what you're doing, eh? Fair game. Fair game. I'll leave it at that. Jesus Christ. And like now I'm fucking worried about that old woman. I kind of want to go to like Green Ridge fucking retirement home and just walk in and visit her and be like, hey, like, have you seen my friend? Like, no, I haven't seen your friend. I'm your son. I am your son, Ryan. Remember me? Oh, yes, Ryan. How are you? Like, I don't know what to do. I feel bad for the old bitch. But I don't know, there's that shit, and it's just like, it's been a fucking tough week. It's been a real tough week. Fucking back on the steroids, fucking steroids are treating me right nice, getting fucking in shape, not drinking, working out every day. And it's just, I don't know, it's just still something kind of fucky with my sleep patterns. Like, now that I'm taking, like, testosterone, this fucking anabolic steroid, I'm having these weird dreams. Like, I don't know if it's like self-reflecting dreams or whatever, but like I'll have these dreams and like I sleepwalk. And like I've talked about sleepwalking before. It's like I have a sleepwalking problem. I sleepwalk. I go do stupid shit. Like the one time I put pizza pockets in for 99 minutes and 99 seconds. That's in an old episode. I've come down. I've eaten full trays of fucking brownies. I just do stupid shit when I'm sleepwalking. And I don't remember it. I don't remember anything. And then it was like Thursday, I go to work and like I'm out of work and like I look at my phone on break and it's like my girlfriend called me like six times. I'm like, the fuck? Call her back. What's up? She's like, do you know what you did last night? I was like, oh, fuck. This never. Whenever your fucking broad starts off a fucking convo, it's like, do you know what you did last night? You know what's fucking bad. You know what's fucking bad. I was like, no, what did I do? She's like, you pissed in one of my Starbucks cups. I'm like, what? She's like, you literally, I watched you. You got up, walked up to the fucking, to the bedroom door, opened the bedroom door, walked back, grabbed a Starbucks cup beside my bed and put it to your dick and start pissing in it. And I started yelling at you. And then you woke up, told me to fuck off, and you put the cup down and went back to bed. I'm like, that's why I had a piss so bad when I'm like, I only had half a piss. She's like, I threw out that Starbucks cup. You're fucking disgusting. I was like, that was sleepwalking, Ryan. That was incoherent sleep medication, Ryan. You can't fucking blame me for that. She's like, Jesus Christ, Ryan, like, you got to stop. I'm like, I stopped drinking. Like, I'm not going to, what else am I going to stop? Am I going to stop my sleeping medication? Like, fuck you. Oh, fuck. I don't know. I don't even fucking know. It's like, it could be way worse too. Like, I started like looking more and I saw these other fucking stories. It's like, I'm a big baseball guy. And there's like this baseball player. His name's like Adolis Chapman. And like, there's like this big thing right now because he posted a video a couple days ago with him and his mom. And he's like, his mom's like coddling him. And this guy is like 40 years old. And his mom is like 80. And he like, his mom's like hugging him, like between her, like coddling him. And then he's like, oh, look, this is my mom. And starts grabbing her tits. I'm like, the fuck? And he's like, literally, you see the video, he's just grabbing her tits and his mom's laughing about it. I'm like, dude, I don't even know what would happen if I grabbed my mom's tits. Like, she'd stab me in the throat. 100% my mom would stab me in the throat if I grabbed her tits. So, like, I started talking with the boys at work about this. I was like, man, did you guys see that shit? They're like, yeah, like, it's fucked. And I was like, yeah, like, it is fucked. And I started thinking about it. I was like, dude, like, that's not even, like, apparently in, like, Puerto Rico and, like, down in that area, it's like, it's a big thing for your, like, their mama's boys. And I was, like, talking to this dude at work who's, like, from Puerto Rico. And he's like, man, like, my mom would shave my brother's balls. I'm like, wait, what? He's like, yeah, man, it was nothing. Like, my brother needed his ass and his balls shaved. And my mom, I would wake up in the morning, go out, and literally walk in when I was, like, 10 years old. And, like, my 14-year-old brother would be bent over. And my mom would be shaving his ass and shaving his fucking gooch and shaving his balls with a razor. I was like, really, man? And he's like, yeah. He's like, down there, it's no big deal. It's fucking completely normal. I was like, holy fuck. And it made me think. It was like, I remember watching a Vice documentary about like Mexico. In the bottom of Mexico, like if you're 13 years old, it's like a tradition to fuck a donkey to get into manhood, to practice like before you fuck abroad. I told a buddy that. He didn't believe me. I'm like, dude, Vice documentary, YouTube, do it. He did it. And he came back like an hour later and was like, dude, what the fuck? I was like, I told you. I fucking told you. He's like, I can't even fathom all this. I was like, I can't fathom it either. Like, I'm just fucking glad I didn't grow up in the... I'm like, I wouldn't know which is worse. And I talked to like this other guy, this older guy. And I was like, man, like, that is all fucked up. And he's like, dude, he's like, you know, and like... In America, like in the Americas, like the States and Canada, like in like the the late 1800s, early 1900s. So like 124 years ago, like mothers would sleep with their fucking like 12 and 13 year old boys to like get them ready for a woman. I was like, no way. No way. He's like, dude, did you ever watch Boardwalk Empire with Steve Buscemi and all that? I was like, dude, I love that show. He's like, remember the part where the guy's mom fucked him? I'm like, oh my God, that's true. He's like, oh yeah, it's fucking true. God damn it. Thank God. Thank God that we are out of those times and that shit is ending. Hopefully it's ended here. Hopefully it ends down there soon because it's like, fuck your psyche all up. I don't even know. Fuck. What do we have? 18 fucking minutes? Fuck. I guess we'll end her on there, I suppose. But everybody, remember, keep your assholes clean and your feet motherfucking dirty.